The weekly conversation with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative, be articulate, and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture, and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be delayed, they will be red dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously.
Salam everybody. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We're glad you made it here to with us. As usual, we will be with you for an hour and a half for questions and answers. As you remember, we used to have satsangs and everybody was red-dotted, and we decided to have a format that it is more relaxed. We're hoping that we will have lively conversations with each other and bring people that they want to discuss the final point of this revelation and the mission, and all recognize and understand this teaching and this revelation, which is based on the Word of God, based on the Scriptures, based on what God said He will send, now He has. And we're hoping that people will see this clearly and come here and let us discuss greater things together, instead of coming here and again trying to either disturb the room or bring their dogma. And as you have seen, our rules changed a little bit about what you just read. You know, we like to keep the room in a more orderly way, so the questions has to be asked one at a time, and we try to make it more manageable. Instead of the, you know, everybody talk at the same time or question after question after question, then none of them really will be answered. So let's try this format. Of course, if you have some ideas for improving the room and you have some suggestions, send it to us. Just conversation room or at maitreya.org, and we will consider them for sure. We'd like to make this room available to everyone on earth so they can come, so we can discuss and talk about this revelation and see how this is really is the revelation of the seventh angel and opening of the seven seals, and how humanity have to return to God. Absolutely, man has forgotten godly things and they are in a brink of great destruction because their religion, either they don't have any religion, or they, if they have a religion, their religion is full of dogmas and a narrow revelation from God instead of seeing the whole vision which this mission has brought to humanity. Each of them have a part of a greater truth, and since the truth is just a part of a greater truth, they are fighting with one another, and they cannot see. They all say there is only one God and all this revelation have come from Him, but still each differentiate their God from one another with a small dogmas and little understanding But how can you know the whole truth if you only have a part of the information about the revelation? And that's why they are all confused, they are all fighting one another, they are all thinking that they have the whole truth, when God clearly says no one knows the truth until the seven seals are opened. And he clearly told his prophets to hide, not to reveal the whole truth or their vision until the end time. And this is indeed is the end time. This indeed is the end time for humanity, and we are in the period of tribulation, of course, as God clearly revealed also Maya and that faction of external world also become greater. As you can see, indeed, everybody is attracted to the external world, everybody is becoming ungodly, and they do things that is not according to the scriptures and the word of God, and then they are also expecting that God doesn't do anything for it. And of course we know God never destroys or never brings the disaster to any people unless he sends a prophet to them. To this point all the prophets came from different parts of the world, but this is for the whole earth. It is a warning, it is a revelation, it is a message for humanity to realize God truly exists. Even if you do not have direct connection to God, this revelation clearly shows God said he's going to do these things, and he did them. Therefore, intellectually, even you can realize easily that God exists, because if somebody says they do something and they do it, they're alive. They have life in them. And you have to accept and believe God truly exists. So, if God truly exists, and he said, you know, he eventually will bring his kingdom on earth, he will. Now, the way also is given to humanity how to bring that kingdom on earth, how to unify humanity, what God has been doing. He promised many things and he has fulfilled them. And he has promised that he will bring his kingdom and he will fulfill them no matter how things seem contradictory to this belief, because God said he will do this and he never forego his promises. So again, we can easily see that we are here with a great revelation, and we are here for humanity to realize this truth. Jojo, go ahead and type your question on text. I know you just came to room. Have you ever been in our website, Jojo? It seems very strange if you have never been in our website and you have never been in our room here. You just come in and raise your hand. It's a little suspicious. You know why and what you want to say or do. Do you know anything about that teaching, Jojo? Alright, that sounds like a person who really didn't want to follow any rules in this room, and didn't sound like anything important he would have to say. So we can see again that we all have to have that understanding clearly, that no matter how the world looks, no matter what is going on earth, the salvation of man is based on the word of God, because he said he's going to do all those things. Now we are in the point that we see he even revealed the seven seals, the revelation that unifies all religions of the world. If that's true, then the next step will be his kingdom. Now, how is it going to come? Of course, it will come. The sooner humanity understands the seven seals and realize that religion is just a part of a greater truth, the sooner they would come together and understand there is only one God, one humanity, one Savior, and one world. You know, the sooner they understand that, they realize, you know, they all have the essence of God in them, and you cannot hurt the essence because you are one. You are the same thing. If you hurt another person, you are hurting yourself. You know, you cannot even hate them because if you hate them, you hate yourself. You might hate their actions. You might hate their understanding. You might hate their, you know, ignorance, but you cannot hate the essence. The essence is God, no matter who they are, where they are from the same source, from the same place, and we have to understand this very clearly, that humanity and God are one indeed, and we cannot separate one from another by religion, by creed, by, you know, anything that human used to separate one from another. And this is one of the greatest things humanity have to realize and understand in the deepest level, that we cannot hate each other or hurt each other, because if we are doing that, we are doing it to ourselves. And most humans do not understand that. They are absolutely adamant that they are better, they have the right to, you know, enslave others, or have more or less, or whatever that is there, instead of sharing. And of course, sharing does not mean to become lazy and not, you know, put effort on life, but be a productive member of the society, at the same time share with everyone else, so we can all have more to share with one another. And the fears and the destructive forces that rooms on earth will be less available. Therefore, we can see that again, this revelation is the salvation of man, physically, mentally, spiritually, collectively, and individually. And again, we have to understand this thing in a greater degree, so we can also help other people realize this in a greater degree. Basically, the revelation of the mission, of course, has been given to humanity for the last 22 years, and now indeed we have completed this revelation, and we are here to spread this message to every corner on earth. And you are a part of this message and the messenger of this revelation, to take it, to reveal it, to give it to every person that you have access to, so they also can know that God indeed has fulfilled the last promise that He gave to humanity, and now is for humanity to come together and create the community of light based on the eternal divine path, so we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, bring God back to humanity, and stop the intellectualization on earth. And eventually intellect realizes that there is more into life than, you know, thinking, but knowing and being. You know, we were talking to someone, you know, a couple of days ago, and we are explaining the process of meditation in the mission, and we were going through the process how you go to the center of the universe, and the question was, how can I be in the center of the universe and at the same time being sitting in my room and meditating? See, that's analyzing, just having a distance between you and the center of the universe. But in consciousness, there is no distance. you are in the center of the universe and you are in the body at the same time. So you have to go beyond, you know, analyzing and beyond intellectualizing the life that we live in, and go to a spirit and realize that there is nothing faster in the universe than consciousness and mind. You want to become being the center of the universe? You are. So there is a new way of realizing the universe beyond thinking and intellectualizing, but becoming it, understanding it, realizing it, and knowing that you are a part of God and God is everywhere at the same time. That is beyond human. Intellectually, it's impossible to explain how God can be at everywhere at the same time. But in a spirit, in meditation, in realizing this, yes, I can. I can be in the center of the universe and be here at the same time. Actually, that's what the scientists are trying to do. They say, if we can fold the space, okay, we can be anywhere in the universe at a blink of an eye. And that's exactly what you can do with your consciousness. You actually bend the space, you bend the time, and you go anywhere in the universe with your consciousness. And if we see that clearly, we can see there's another way of looking at the universe instead of intellectualizing it and try to analyze it in a state of being. If you do not analyze it and you just be, then you can realize greater degree in the universe. When you hear a sound, you know, the first thing you think is you give it a name, a relationship to something. Okay, that is the bark of a dog. And instead of doing that, just listen to the sound. It is just a sound. It has no name, no relationship to anything. So it's beyond name and categorization of human that we love to do. If we understand this and go beyond concepts and intellectualization and all those things that narrows us, we open a new universe to ourselves, and we can see universe in a new way, and understand that we are also beyond all this concept and intellectualization, and we free ourselves from the bondage that has bounded humanity to this point by being connected to this way of thinking that have been imposed on us because of the society, or because of the upbringing, or because human loves to, you know, limit itself. So we are creating a new man, a new way of thinking, going beyond intellectualization and the things that limits us in the body, but understanding that everything is the way they are. What is the dharma of them? What is they're made of? What is sound? Sound of the bark of a dog. How about it's just the sound? I can hear that sound. What is it? What is it created? It creates vibration, and vibration vibrates the air, and air vibrates my ears, drums, and I can hear it because that's how it's been created. Therefore, we can go even in a greater degree to understanding when we go through the process of meditation and we reach the center of the universe. We are the center of the universe, and at the same time we are in the body. And if you analyze it, then you see a distance between you sitting in the room and you being in the center of the universe, but there isn't. You are there at the same time in the center of the universe, and you are here in the body. So that's another thing, which is still is the first step. That is the beginning of your progress toward creating the communities of light and progressing yourself. If we can create communities of light, that people start meditating more and understanding one another and understanding these processes in a greater degree, then we can easily, you know, progress all in a greater degree of becoming the universe and understanding this truth in a greater degree instead of staying intellectual and again separate one from another. The more we come together, the more communities of light we create, the less fear and separation will be on earth. Everybody will be born in a beautiful environment. They will grow as a child in a nurturing place that they can grow up to become great men and women of the future. The young people, they will be responsible and good workers who will put effort to create wonderful communities, and old people know that they will be taken care of when they're old and they don't have to worry about all the problems most of the old people have at this time. More full of fear that what happens to them when they lost their vitality. So we can see easily that this is going to help everyone in our level. Of course, that means you cannot be selfish and self-centered. If we all be selfish and self-centered, we cannot create communities of light. Communities of light needs to overcome selfishness. Actually, selfishness and self-centeredness opens the door to lower nature and bring destruction to humanity. That indeed is the beginning of the fall, when selfishness and self-centeredness comes, fear comes, and we only work for ourselves to have what we want, and then of course that brings destruction to every person and their community. Of course, community have to be very aware, not let, you know, selfishness to destroy it, but bring together the people who are not selfish. So we can see it works very fine, and after that, of course, you know, you have to know what's the will of God for me in the community. What God has been created me for? What can I do or help the community to progress in a greater degree? What are my talents? Where do I fit in the community and how I can help in a greater degree? And then, of course, you know, you become one with the will of God. You become surrendered and submissive to the will of God. And you direct all your energy towards creating environment for the whole universe to enjoy. It's just like a step by step that exactly fall where they are supposed to and help you to progress. At the same time, each step was revealed with one religion. And again, you can see that it just makes sense. There is no way you can create the communities of light by being selfish and just thinking about yourself. No, you cannot be in the communities of light or create communities of light with a lot of selfish people. But you can create communities of light by people who understand the eternal divine path and are willing to follow God's will instead of their own will. You know, one of the biggest problem for human is human will. Human will is in the way. Human understanding or opinions and all those things is in the way, and it pulls the whole community to different directions. But if everybody bring their understanding and will to the will of God, what is in it? Not that we want to make robots or everybody look alike and do the same thing. No, what is the will of God for me in this umbrella of the communities of light and the kingdom of God on earth? How I can be a part of this truth? And then we can see that, yeah, okay, I have this talent and I can be helpful in this way, or I can, you know, support someone else to be, you know, more effective in the community or whatever place you have been put to contribute. And that is, of course, the greater greatest problem is if we forego of own understanding and submit and surrender to understanding and opinion and realization that have come to us through the scripture. If we were going to keep our opinions and idea, why God send the scriptures? Jesus said, okay, you have your own way, as many people teach these days, you know, just find your own way, and your way is different than anybody's way, and be selfish and just try to find your own truth. He didn't do that. He sent scriptures. He sent the word of God. He sent and said, that is the way you should follow. So we can see that we have to realize this truth. And individuality is wonderful. It's encouraged. But individuality based on the will of God for each individual where they can bring the truth to their communities. So creation communities of light is the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And of course communities of light cannot be a community of light if it is not based in the eternal divine path. There are many communities out there, but only those who follow the eternal divine path based on God's revelation and truth, they can see the result clearly. And each individual have to realize that path themselves. You know, they shouldn't be, you know, expecting, you know, other people to realize it for them, or being and pampering, you know, our egos in order for us to stay in the communities of light. You create a direct relationship with God by following eternal divine path, and you become a self-starter, self-motivated person who does not need too much attention, or but absolutely is willing to do what is needed to get the purpose of life going. So we become people that we get our attention from God. We receive our desire and longing of human lower nature by connecting to God and overcoming them, you know. Then we absolutely are free from, you know, human emotions and human longing and ego, which disconnects us from God. Therefore, we crave for human attention. You know, that's why we need human attention, because, you know, we are disconnected from God. How can you need any attention if you're connected to God? He has all the attention you need. He is with you. He is you. You know, so you can be satisfied by yourself by being connected to God. The less you have human emotion, the less you have human needs, the greater you will become, and the greater you can accomplish things on earth and in the body by freeing yourself from those longing that will be interfering with your connection to God. And that is where you want to be. That is the first step in the eternal divine path. You want to free yourself from human emotion, from human longing, for lower nature, for destructive forces that separate man from man, separate you from yourself, bring anger, anxiety, and you bring, you know, distrust, bring, you know, lower energy and low motivation and mind and judgmentality and the feeling of, you know, left out or not being one, or even community is not, you know, taking care of you, or all those things is related to lower nature, not being connected to God. And that is what we have to overcome, and then we don't need any of those, but we actually can give to other people, you know, for those needs and guide them in a greater degree to overcome those needs as well. After a while, our relationship will be based on God in a wonderful ways, and we will realize, wow, all those things that I needed, they are satisfied easily. When I don't need them, I receive them even more than I expected. So that's why many great souls have compared this world to a tree upside down. The more you climb this world, the more you go to Maya and ego and distraction, the more we go tree, and that you, the more you need this worldly thing, the less you receive them. The more you connect yourself to God and you overcome these tendencies and desires, the more you receive of them, and you will be satisfied in a greater degree. So again, we are here to bring humanity a new way of thinking and seeing the universe. You know, intellect is good, but intellect is limited. If this is the point, that it can no longer go farther, but we have to go to a spirit. The spirit is different than intellect, than analyzing, than trying to figure it out. The spirit just is, you know. If it is, then there is no distance between the end of the universe and where you are. You are everywhere at the same time. And that intellect cannot understand. It says, oh no, the end of the universe is 20 billion light years away from me. If I'm there, how can I be here? You know. But if you are in the spirit, you say, yes, I'm at the end of the universe. I am here at the same time because I am everywhere. There is nowhere that I am not. And then recognize that, yes, God also is everything and everywhere, and He also is able to be all places at the same time. For that, intellect has no explanation. Intellect has no way to knowing and understanding that's possible, that such a state even exists. So we have to go to a spirit. We have to go to meditation. We have to understand God's way, and it's a way of spirit. And little by little, grow to the point that we can also bring other humans to this point of understanding that a spirit is different than human knows or understands, and that can be done in a greater degree in the communities of light, when the community more and more overcome the mundanity of life, physiological and safety need. If we all work to overcome that part of physiological and safety need for everybody in the community, and if each member is responsible and willing to put effort to overcome that part of human need, after a while that can be taken care of easily, and not only we can take care of our physiological and safety need, but we can help many other people also take care of their physiological and safety needs easily. And the more number we create to do that, the easier it will become for everyone, because everyone with a little effort can have all those things provided for them. And of course, when such a place is created, you know, the old people can easily taken care of, and all can come together in a greater degree to progress in a spirit. Therefore, live in a spirit, understand the way of the spirit, go within, meditate, stop analyzing it, just be with it, be the spirit of meditation, listen to the sounds surround you, and just take them in, watch the things going in there in your life, and understand the deeper meaning of them instead of analyzing them, getting frustrated with them, trying to overcome them or escape them. None of them should be done, but in the spirit, look at them, understand them, accept them, live with them, and eventually they will be resolved or dissolved. And if you understand why they are there, if you understand the reason for them, then you can overcome them. You can understand them. You can say, okay, that's what I have to do to overcome this situation, and in a greater degree become a person based on God's will. So meditation is not just sitting there and saying om om, but meditation is going to the spirit and understanding that a spirit is different than intellect, and intellect is limited and never can understand a spirit unless the spirit realizes the spirit itself, and then your intellect become illuminated with a greater degree of realizing that, yeah, there are other things beyond intellectual analyzing of the universe. And therefore we can create a lot of Buddhas that who see the universe in a different light, instead of having many gods and many hang-ups and many things that keep us from progressing. We can now clearly see the universe as it is. Actually, that is what Buddha means seeing things clearly as they are. And that is the realization of the essence of every situation and everything on the universe. If you can reach that a state of clarity, then intellect has no place in you. You understand the intellectuals, but you just amaze yourself how they analyze something so simple to you. It is so analytical to them, and they lose the clarity, because that is where the clarity becomes murky, when you use your mind instead of your spirit to seeing things clearly as they should be. So that's first step, to know thyself, to become clear, and that's what humans should become. They should become clear. The mind should expand to see the spirit in them, and they really needed at this time, because their mind are not clear anymore. They are absolutely have become intellectualized, and they cannot see the truth of any situation, and that is why they're lost. You know, humanity is lost to the point that a great destruction is coming to them, because they are going against the spirit and the laws that govern the spirit. The law of the spirit is understanding in a greater degree the unity of all things based on that spirit, and seeing even social orders and connection based on that. So humanity is absolutely going against that unity and spiritual understanding. And now, of course, the East and the West becoming mixed together in a greater degree than ever before. They had never understood each other, because they are two different sides of the mind, of the brain, and that is why one of them is creative, another one is intellectual, and the both sides of the brain is becoming one, as every individual will experience the same thing. You know, the individual who meditate, they have to go beyond intellect, and those who have been in the spirit have to realize intellectual things also are okay. And in this struggle, of course, always there is going to be misunderstanding, destruction, and a struggle that is come not only in every individual. No individual to this point of history have been bombarded with so much information and with so much progress and thinking and figuring out. Used to, being born in a family, and you accepted the religion, and you live the, you know, very simple life and all accepted whatever society told you. If you were Eastern, you act like Eastern, and if you were Western, you act like Western, or if you were in Southern, you were like Southern, and now they are all mixed up. No? You can see that people from East come to West and they insist to stay Eastern, and West goes to East and they insist everybody become Western, and the conflict of course arises because everybody wants to impose their own ideas, their own way of life to other people. And the answer to this chaos is, well, let's accept the way of God. Let's accept the culture of God, His way. Instead of man's way, then we can all come together and become one and say, well, what is God's way to be in this situation? Instead of my way or your way, but God's way. And if we can get a lot of people, most humanity come together and understand and accept His ways, then there is no East way or West way, but God's way, and again we become one. So we can see answers are all given for humanity to come together, unify, bring the West and the East together, and bring an environment that everybody can go to a spirit and progress toward the pure consciousness or going back home. And if you understand this, then, you know, we again see the answer is given here to humanity, but how many people are here are listening to it? You know, very few people. And those who come here, they want us to listen to their dogmas and their teaching and their understanding, which is based not on the Word of God, but man-made dogmas. And therefore we can not accept their dogmas. It is not based on the scripture, it's not based on God's word, it's not based on a spirit. It's based on cultural or religious understanding, and everybody has to go beyond that. But they're not gonna go. They're not gonna go beyond that. You know, many will be called, few will be chosen. And these few, of course, have a greater degree of responsibility to reach out and guide other people. Still, there's not going to be a mass movement, you know, suddenly it happens very fast. That's why the destruction is coming. That's why this not being in a spirit is bringing to humanity. You know, they are not in a spirit. They are all in ego. They are all in intellect, they are all in their own understanding, and that's why there is going to be war, destruction, and all those things that God said will come to man. Now, we have the answer, we have the way for them to come together and unify themselves. And it is frustrating seeing, sitting here and having the answer and seeing that man going to destruction by itself, because they're not listening. They don't want to come to the spirit. But God said, there is no other way. This destruction has to come to them. Also, it's frustrating. Your human part says, you don't want a destruction. You don't want a, you know, war. You don't want a terror and all that. But that is the way it will be. That's exactly what the scripture has said. This is going to be tribulation and falling of the Babylon the Great and the worldly, you know, persuasion. Also, you don't want to see that happen, but we have no choice. We have been saying this thing for the last 25 years or so, and how many people are here and really, you know, on with this wonderful, you know, truth that guides man back to spirit and God and creates the kingdom of heaven on earth and unifies our religions together. We are still, you know, in this talk even, you know, we like to make this room lively room. People come and we can discuss this thing in a greater degree. Instead, we get people who come here, either they want to disturb the room or they want to push their own dogmas. When we are clearly, you know, have the light and the guidance of God with us. And of course, we trust in God, not in man, and He has clearly said, of course, we will come like a thief of the night, and maybe in this lifetime we will. The only thing we will bring to humanity is the revelation, make it published, put it in the website, give the the revelation again and again, every week, every month, in every opportunity to humanity. Make them to the tapes and CDs and wait. And maybe next lifetime we will bring it to a greater degree, and eventually we will bring the kingdom of God on earth, because that's what God said is going to come. And the kingdom of God will not be here based on intellectual analysis, based on national interest, or it's not based on West or East, or which culture is better than what. It's based on the spirit. It's only culture, acceptable culture, is the culture of the spirit, based on a greater degree of understanding human nature, why we are here, why are we created, where have we come from, where are we going, not in I should have more material thing and live in ignorance for the rest of my life in that material thing and never realize why I have been created, and that is not success. That is a great failure, because you wasted a life that God provided to you instead of progressing toward oneness and unity and the spirit. You wasted in persuading, something that you even cannot take it with you. You have to leave it behind, and it is not gonna come with you to the next life or the next world. You have not polished, you have not progressed in the spirit and God, and therefore you're not successful. You are a failure, because you came and left at the same stage. But if you came here and you progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, especially spiritually, but of course physically also, and create a community of life that your physiological and safety needs taken care of, so you don't have to long or work hard or gather material things, that's the only thing you're going to do in your life. You have studied and progressed mentally, and therefore you have great way of understanding deeper level of the this world, this creation, and you progress in spiritually. You went to spirit. You realize the oneness of all things. You have created the ability to see the universe a new way, as one unit, one God, and you and that unity are one. You are everywhere at the same time, and that's what God is. If you do that, if you realize you indeed are one with God, and God is everything, and there is no separation between anything in the universe, and you reach the point that God is in you more than you are with your selfish and self-centered part in you, then you have progress, and indeed you are successful. You are a person who have realized it, who has the light of God, who have progress in a greater degree. And when he hears a sound of barking of a dog, he doesn't recognize it as the barking of a dog, but as the sound of the universe, as the derivation of Om, of the beginning of creation. You see, even that dog is a part of God, and that sound is a part of the universe. And therefore, when the time comes to leave your body, you say, thanks it was great success with life. I indeed progressed physically, mentally, and spiritually, and I am ready to leave this shell and pick up another one and come back and start all over again, guiding men to a greater degree to understand and realize themselves. Therefore, the request, your life and your being become a mission, it become a quest, it become a realization that not only I will progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, but also I will make everyone progress in this endeavor, because I know the first will be the last, and the last will be the first, and therefore the sooner I bring the rest of the universe to Godhead, to these realizations, to these progresses, the sooner I can go back myself. Because I know I will not be able to go in without the rest who also have to reach pure consciousness. This is different than what they teach out there. This is different than what the schools teach. This is different than each culture teaches. This is different than any other religion who have fallen to dogmas. This indeed is different than any other religion taught before this. Each of them touched a part of it. Each of them recognized a portion of it. Yeah, maybe Buddhist or Buddha and Hinduism taught going beyond intellect, going to a spirit. But also they shunned the physical part, that also you have to work in physiological and safety need. That's why they became escapists, they became naked, they became destitute, and the society have a lot of, you know, problem with material things. Other religion, of course, emphasize mostly on one part of the truth, and they became too intellectualized, and they do not go to the spirit of the word of God and the revelation. Therefore they fight with one another, they do not understand the spirit, they do not understand Hinduism and Buddhism and the spiritual part of it, and therefore the destruction comes to them in a way of dogmas that separate them from one another. So again, we can see that each religion don't have it. Even Buddhists and Hindus miss a part of it, which Jews, Christianity, Islam, and Baha'is have brought in a greater degree, which is emphasized in a material part of the revelation, creation of the commonness of life, sacrifice, learning, submission, and becoming universalists. But you cannot go through that four steps if you have not go beyond intellect to a spirit. But then go beyond intellect to a spirit, in a greater degree you will be able to, you know, understand the other part and follow the path in easier way. Again, this is it. This is the revelation. It's perfect. It is a revelation that takes you away from lower nature, takes you away from an analytical mind to a spirit which expands you to the whole universe. It makes you a good Buddhist or a good Hindu. It brings a clear mind and teaches to you that have a clear mind. See the world, see the life as it is, as clear as it could be, but you cannot do that by analyzing it. You cannot do that by intellectualizing it. You cannot see clearly the life if you are still not in a spirit. If you are in a spirit, then you can clearly say every situation as is, every part of the creation as they are, So your mind become absolutely clear and crystallized, and that is the aim and the goal of Buddhism and Hinduism, to have a clear mind and seeing the world exactly as it is and the truth behind it. If you can reach that point, then you indeed are in the spirit, and it's easy for you to create a community of light or live in a community of light, you know, because then you can clearly see where you fall in the community of light, and instead of desiring to be a part of the community of light, that you are not created to be in that part. And then when you see clearly where you fall, then it's easy to, you know, sacrifice and not being afraid of fear that human has, and surrender to the will of God. I clearly see myself in this position or in this part of the community of life, and that is the will of God for me. Therefore, I accepted it. I say, sure, okay. I can see so clearly, I have no doubt where I fall, and I accept the will of God for me. But if still you say, okay, this is where I fall, but I don't want this place, I want it somewhere else, I want a higher or lower, and that's, there is no such thing as higher or lower position or level. It's again intellectualization, analyzation. Mind says, oh, he is higher, he is lower, I'm here, I am there. It's all created with our own intellectual and analytical mind. And who is higher, who is lower, who has more power, who doesn't have more power? It is all human thought. This is not a spirit. A spirit doesn't feel like that. A spirit says, okay, how can I do better my job? Wherever I am. If I am just sweeping the floor, you know, and I can do is the best possible sweeping, that is the joy of what I do. That is where I look at it and say, that is wonderful, that is a good job, and I have a great satisfaction with it. If I am head of the state or something, okay, well, how can I bring God to my people? How can I bring God to and the spirit to my leadership or whatever I have? You can see then, there is that sweeper is still doing the will of God, as the head of the state is doing the will of God. But if the head of the state, I say, oh, I'm the head of the state, and that guy is sweeper, and, you know, I'm better than him, then that person is not in the spirit at all. They are, again, falling in ego and separation, and, of course, they don't see their part in God's will. And, of course, they will bring suffering and separation and destruction to man. So, way of the spirit is different than that of man, for sure. And this is the time that for man to understand the way of the spirit in a greater degree and come together, come to follow eternal divine path. But apparently, you know, as we understand, for the last 25 years, very few people will listen at this time. Or maybe they are not ready. Maybe we are way, way beyond and ahead of humanity at this point, and they have to go through this birth pain or growing pain that they are going through. You know? And if somebody doesn't want to listen to the Word of God, you can do nothing about it. If they do not want to listen, then you have to leave them alone, to let them be, unless they are ready for it. That's why religion is not, there is no compulsion in religion, and understanding, and this deeper truth. And that's why we are saying this thing over and over, every week, every month. And hopefully it seeps in little by little in some of those spirits that listen to it. And those spirits will be awakened in a greater degree to see the eternal divine path is the answer. It is not just an empty claim that I'm trying to sell it or something. It is the answer to human longing. It's answer to human problem. It's answer to peace. And that's how peace can come. Peace is not just sitting there imagining there's going to be peace. It's helpful. I'm not saying it's not helpful. But it is not going to bring peace by just visualizing there's peace on earth. How many years they have been visualizing the peace on earth? Have we had the peace? You know, I heard, you know, I saw bumpers to get 20 years ago that, you know, visual peace on earth. Probably these people have been visualizing for 20 years and it got worse. And it will get worse. But that is the word of God. You know, that visualizing is the realization of a man. But tribulation and coming of destruction is the word of God. Which one is correct? Can I change the word of God by just sitting there and visualizing there is peace on earth? I am visualizing it. I'm closing my eyes. Yes, peace is going to be tomorrow. It hasn't. It hasn't been for 20 years, more than 20 years of visualizing. It's not happening. So what's the way? The way is the word of God. It said it's going to be seven revelations, seven seals. Passage and it's open. It's going to even get worse. You know, there's going to be greater destruction. And now we are in that time, and we all have to become clear in our minds, create a ability to see life exactly as it is, to see universe and truth behind it, become a Buddhist, not going and joining a Buddhist monastery or anything, but creating that clear mind of seeing the things the way they are, not calling them anything, not putting any name on them, not analyzing them, not categorizing them, but looking at them exactly as they are. What is the essence of this thing? If we understand the essence of everything around us, then we understand the essence of ourselves. See, understand, my essence is God. My essence is consciousness. My essence is one with the universe, and I will expand myself as being everything at the same time, and therefore go beyond distances, analyzing, and all those things that bring, you know, limitation and narrowness of the mind. If you reach that point, then you will see that essence is revealing to you. The next step is the coming of light. The next step is to share. The next step is to create an environment that everybody can also recognize and realize this truth. To create the community based on the eternal divine path. Next step, you realize, you know, eternal divine path. You know, I have to give more to the community than I have to take. It's very simple. If you have a pool and it's filled with water and a stream of water coming into that pool but more going out, what happens to that pool? After a while, that pool is going to be empty. There's not going to anything be in it. It's very simple. It's just a universal law. Less come in and more go out, it's going to be empty. You know, if a community receives less energy, less input, less of what you have to give into community, and the more goes out, what happens to that community? That community will go down the drain. That community will be emptied physically, mentally, and spiritually. Therefore, you in your community, in your environment, it become a productive unit that puts more into the pool, into the community, into the environment than takes out of it. And that is, again, will help the whole earth. If we cut trees, at the same time we grow more trees, are we going to be out of trees? But if just keep cutting them and don't replace them, what's going to happen? We're going to be out of them.
if you take the oil and burn them and don't replace them with some other resources, what's going to happen? They're going to pollute the earth and then be out of the oil maybe in 30, 40 years from now. It goes for everything. We have to, you know, think like God. God has created this earth so perfect. It's so, it recycles itself. It cleans itself. It uses things over and over. Okay, that's what we have to also recognize and realize, instead of just, you know, consumption and consume it, and not to think 200 years from now what's going to happen to us. That's absolutely destruction. That's absolutely selfish, and that absolutely will bring a lot of bad thing to humanity, as it has. It already has started. Earth is not going to tolerate. Earth is a living organ. It's not a dead organ. We can go ahead and misuse it as much as we want, and at the end, you know, hope for best. He's going to rebel. He's going to give it back to us what we put into it. So again, humanity have to see everything as an organic thing, not as a dead thing that we can just use them, misuse them, and throw them away, and then at the same time, you know, hope that we're going to be okay. We're not. So we can see, again, even in the environmental and usage of the resources on Earth, we have to see things clearly, the way we should see in our life. In our life, you know, we have to meditate and create an environment that our physiological and safety needs are taken care of. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be struggling, our mind is going to be agitated, you know, for material thing, because we don't even have the minimum. And how can an agitated mind even have the ability to even think or meditate? You know, we are sitting meditating and a bomb coming all over the place. You know, you're not thinking about God. You're thinking, oh, I got better get a shelter. You know, my physiological need and safety need is in jeopardy. You know? That's why in this mission, that is the first step, even before you can sit and meditate. Your physiological and safety need has to be taken care of. And that is the responsibility of whole humanity, to create that for every man, woman, child on earth, to have their physiological and safety need be taken care of. Then after that, of course, those who participate and bring greater degree of progress to humanity have the right to have more than the physiological and safety need. But that is the first step in to bringing the peace on earth. As far as we do not bring that to on earth, we will not be able to have peace again. And that also has to be understood in the kingdom, that physiological and safety needs of humans are the first step that has to be created and provided for everyone on earth. And again, some people say, no, there's not enough for everyone. No, we have limited resources. That's not true. That's not true at all. First of all, we have enough for everyone. As Gandhi said, there is enough for everyone's need, but not for everybody's greed. And of course, if you are a realized person, if you are in a spirit, you are not greedy anymore. You know? Actually, you love to see everybody else also have their physiological necessity taken care of. In the context of that, you are taken care of, you know, in the childhood, in the time of adult life, and at the old age. So there is a lot for humanity to recognize and realize and understand in a clear way the way of God and the way of life in an individual life, in a collective life, in a community, on the whole earth. And these are the guiding light for human, for every man and individual first, apply to your own life. apply the eternal divine path in your life. Go beyond intellect, go beyond analyzing things, seeing things clearly as the way they are, see the life clearly as the way they are, see every situation as clearly as they are, and then you become a Buddha. You become a person who sees life absolutely as it is. And that's exactly what Buddha wanted his followers to know. That, you know, take all the concepts and intellectual analysis out of it, see exactly what is it, absolutely as the essence of that situation or thing. If you can do that, then you can clearly and easily start, you know, creating comings of light, because you're clear in every situation in the comings of light also. And because as you create comings of light, many more people will also see life clearly as it is, and we can create many, many comings of light on earth with wonderful Buddhas living in them with the clear minds, and they can bring in a greater degree, you know, an environment that the rest of the humanity sees and say, yes, that is the way to live, that is the way to be, that is the way to create an earth that will not bring destruction, wars, and all the bad thing which is happening right now on earth, all the destructive forces that is being released, because human has lost its way. Human has become too materialistic. Human has left a spirit out of their life. Even religions don't have a spirit in them anymore. They are just religious. They are just dogmas. They are just human opinions, most of them. Not a spirit behind them. If they bring their spirit behind those religions, they clearly see this is the last revelation of God, and they will not fight with us, come here and yell and, you know, put all the dogmas and the texts. In the third thought, they say, yes, indeed, this revelation has a spirit. Our religion is dead. Their spirits are gone. That is why we are fighting with our fellow men, and we call them names and bring great destruction, because we are attached to our dogmas and we do not see the Word of God and the Spirit of God in these revelations. As he clearly said, nobody knows the truth, no one, until the seventh angel comes and opens the seven seals. If we understand that clearly, if we can make other people understand that clearly, then we will bring a lot of clear minds on earth, and of course that's what we need most. Clear minds that they can see the truth of life exactly as it is, as it's been revealed to us for the last 25 years. This is the way of seeing clearly our way to salvation, individually and collectively. And that is the way of meditation, to sit down, close our eyes, and become one with the Spirit of God, and listen to the sound, listen to the life, listen to our intellect, and in time our mind is far wandering, it's far analyzing, tell that mind, look, you're still again analyzing. You again start intellectualizing things. Just be in the center of the universe and be here, and you see, yeah, I can be at the same time both places. There is no separation in center of the universe and where you are at. You are everywhere at the same time. If you recognize that, then indeed you have gone beyond distances, beyond analyzing it, beyond intellectual understanding, but in a spirit, in oneness with God, and beyond all these limiting things that limit us to a very narrow way of seeing the universe. And the The more we create people with this understanding in the spirit and realizing God exactly, even in the case of God, you can see clearly that He and you are one. There is no separation. That clarity again of mind comes to you even in realization of God. Then you won't be affected with the emotional preaching of those who there emotionally arouse people instead of telling the truth. If the religion becomes emotional, if the preacher appeals to your emotional part, it is not appealing to your spirit. Emotions are chakras. Emotions are still lower nature. No, it's affecting you in a way that is not the highest. And that's most of the preachers out there do. They appeal to people's emotions. They appeal to the part which is not the highest in human. So if they can appeal to the emotion, you got emotional and suddenly you find yourself, you know, emotionally affected with the, you know, from preaching, stop. Say, look, I'm not in the highest level in listening to this person. This person is appealing to my emotion instead of appealing to my spirit. Instead of connecting me to God, it connects me to a church. It connects me to a dogma. It connects me to a preaching. See how many traps out there. How many ways we can be trapped in our way to a spirit. When it's the easiest is to close your eyes. You're there. You're one with God. You're one with spirit. Of course, even when you're closing your eyes, you have to know where to go. No? You can close your eyes and it's still thinking and analyzing and trying to figure things out with your intellect. And you're not meditating, you're thinking. Remember? You're supposed to meditate? Oh, okay. Okay, I stop thinking. I'm supposed to be meditating. You know, and then you close your eyes and start again thinking. See? You have to go beyond all those thinking and tricks of the mind by recognizing and realizing the spirit that you are. So that is the greatest meditation you can have. That is the greatest feature you can have when your creature become God, become a spirit, directly connected to the universe. Not your emotion, is not giving you dogmas, is not giving other people's opinion. There's nothing out there external telling you what to do, but it is internal. Connected to the spirit and God, and He is the best creature in the universe. And He will not appeal to your emotion, He will not give you dogmas, He will not make you join a church, but join the truth of God. And then you are free. You are free from any dogmas, from any preacher, from any narrow understanding of God, especially if you know though. Especially if you know this teaching and you have already expanded your mind, and you no longer are connected to one religion on earth, but you realize and recognize that God has sent all of them, then for sure you're not going to be narrow. You're going to be absolutely, you know, connected to the highest thing possible. So if you want to go to the church, close your eyes. You already are in the church. You already are in the synagogue. You already are in masjid or temple or whatever name you want to call it. You have it with you. You have to build it for you. You don't have to make it to a building. It's already built. It's already with you. Are carrying it all over. You are the synagogue. You are the masjid. You are the church. You are the temple. And the preacher is always there waiting for you to close your eyes and listen to his preaching, his truth, his words. Of course, externally he has already revealed to you all the word of God in the scripture. There is nothing that is not being revealed in mystical paths, in Old Testament, in New Testament, in Quran, in Bayan, and in other teachings and revelations, and it's all explained, come together in the revelation of the revelation, in the last part of Bible, and there is nothing left out in this revelation either, and God has given everything there is to know. So you have the greatest grip of the truth and reality that any man can have on earth. The only thing left is close your eye, go to a spirit, become one with the one, let him preach to you. My words are his words, and we both preach the same thing. We preach the truth, we preach the reality of this universe. We want you to become a Buddha. We want you to clear your mind and see the truth of life as exactly it is, and free yourself from analytical mind and go to the spirit, which is one with the universe, and there is no distances, there is no analyzing of how I can be in the middle of the universe and here at the same time. That is mind, the spirit is everywhere at the same time as God is. Therefore, learn how to meditate correctly, learn how to connect to the Spirit of God, learn how to listen to God and see what is His truth and reality, instead of having opinions and ideas. Then you can understand His ways in a greater degree and bring His ways to the communities of light. Gather those who like-minded around you together, teach them how to meditate correctly, learn that yourself first, then you can teach other people also how to meditate correctly and how to listen to the greatest creature within themselves. And if you have something within that is not in though, which is not based on our teaching, it is your ego. Still you are analyzing, still you are trying to understand, still you are intellectualizing it instead of realizing it. The more you hear the words within, the same as the words that has been revealed from God to you, the more they become one, the closer you are in the spirit and one with God. The more you hear within what is not written in the scriptures, it is not revealed in law, the more you are hearing yourself and your ego, and you are not listening to the spirit correctly and completely. When your within and without become one, when law and revelation of God become the truth of your life, then you have no choice but follow the eternal divine path. Eternal divine path, of course, is the base of the creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. The more people become one with this truth, the more people will be willing to come together to create the communities based on the eternal divine path. The more communities we will have, this will accelerate the creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. It's very hard to imagine with this world that so many things is happening and man is so lost and absolutely materialistic and selfish and self-centered and destructive forces, and every person pulls the world in different direction, and so many people are so unaware of God and His presence to see that His kingdom come. That was a discussion we even had, you know, here a couple of days ago. How can we bring these people so lost and away from God to God? That's the way it is. That is not just explained. That's why we can bring it to that point. One individual at a time. One person who sees the truth, who goes to a spirit, who awakens their understanding of the truth that we just talked about. The more they understand God in the spirit, we got one individual connected to God and greater understanding. That individual, like a candle, can light. How many people in this room? 12, 13, 14, 20? And it's not going to take that long. If I can like 20 people and you each can like 20 people and those people can like 20 people, it's just 7, 6 or 8 levels to lighten the whole earth with this truth. So it's not that hard to do, but we have to start doing it. We have to start to meditating and going to the spirit and realizing and recognizing God in a greater degree and becoming Him, His culture, His ways, His understanding in the umbrella of the teaching and the mission, so we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth to man. And these are the truth of God. These are the revelations to humanity. These are the bread of life. This is what the creation has been created for, to overcome the darkness. And the darkness indeed is powerful, but when the light comes, the darkness has no choice but to leave. You cannot bring light and the darkness stay. Darkness cannot stay when the light comes. Therefore, illuminate your mind, illuminate your meditation, go to the spirit, recognize the spirit, recognize God, His revelation. The truth has come here to you, and indeed become a paravipra, become an elect, become one who really is here to be one with God and understand His will and help in creation of the communities of light and His kingdom on earth. I leave you all to God, and be good and godly, and hopefully we all come together to these understandings and create great communities together and bring kingdom of God to earth. Shalom everybody. See you next week.